Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, May 12th. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, FCC already reevaluating their net neutrality rules, Facebook retires two standalone apps, Google makes strides with self-driving cars, and GE makes an acquisition. Those stories and more as we continue.
Squarespace, the easiest way to create an exceptional website. Squarespace provides everything you need to create a beautiful website for you or your business, including trendy designs and unique styles. And you don't have to worry about getting stuck along the way. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
The head of the Federal Communications Commission is revising proposed rules for regulating broadband internet traffic. The move comes following intense scrutiny of the FCC's net neutrality rules unveiled last month. In the new draft, Chairman Wheeler says the FCC will scrutinize deals to make sure that the broadband providers don't unfairly put non-paying companies' content at a disadvantage. The new proposal is still likely to face criticism for those calling for an entirely neutral internet where all traffic is treated the same. Facebook has removed two of its standalone apps from the iTunes App Store this weekend, Poke and Camera. Poke, launched back in December of 2012, was supposed to mimic Snapchat but never caught on with users. Camera, released back in May of 2012, let users take photos and add filters. Facebook did not respond to requests for comments. The chairman of Samsung Electronics is in stable condition at a hospital in Seoul after a heart attack this weekend. Lee Kun-hee, 72 years old, had trouble breathing Saturday and was taken to the ER where he showed signs of cardiac arrest. Mr. Lee's latest health issues raised concerns over whether his son, Jay Lee, was ready to take control over South Korea's largest company by market value. Google says that its initiative to create self-driving cars has made great strides of late. The Journal's Mike Weinstein has details.
The project, in the works since 2009, originally focused on cars that could self-drive on highways, but now Google says those vehicles are capable of maneuvering through city streets, which was thought to be a more complex challenge. Software on board the Lexus RX450H vehicles has been upgraded so that it recognizes more types of objects seen on urban streets, like bicyclists and pedestrians. And it created a video that is now airing on Google-owned YouTube. I'm Mike Weinstein for the Wall Street Journal.
As we continue, a look at the best ways to store and share your pictures online.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
A federal appeals court has ruled that packages of Oracle software code for its Java platform are entitled to copyright protection, a decision that reinvigorates a company lawsuit against Google. The case centers on allegations by Oracle that the Android mobile operating system infringed its copyrights. General Electric has agreed to buy security solutions firm WorldTech. The company is based in Vancouver and provides a cybersecurity solution that focuses on operations technology. Nintendo will release interactive figurines of Mario and other characters that connect to its Wii U console and allow players to import their character and skills into games, kind of like Disney Infinity and Activision's Skylander. Finally today, looking for some of the best ways to store and share your photos online? Well, the Journal's Wilson Rothman took a look at some of the services out there. Rothman says Flickr has a lot of great features.
It's got a very smooth user experience. This brand new app not only lets you share photos individually very easily, but it also backs up all your photos straight to Flickr from your phone or your tablet.
And when it comes to storing photos, it's important to make sure they're stored in more than one place.
It's very cheap to get a 1 terabyte drive or 2 terabyte drive. If you're smart, you will save all of your photos at home, maybe even in a safe. But it is okay to put your photos in the cloud and keep them password protected.
You can read Rothman's entire column at WSJ.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.